Now it's time for me to have the good pleasure of introducing you to the third of a series of storytellers that we've been featuring to support the Three Rivers Storytelling Festival coming up August 8th and 9th. And joining us this morning, Mike Perry. Hey, Mike.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here along with us. And the Storytelling Festival continues in its new location at Winchester Thurston School's North Campus in Allison Park. And you're going to be part of it. Tell me about you and storytelling.
Where to begin? Larry, first of all, I want to say I wish well to Stacy. She was supposed to be here this morning. So if I can divert just a minute, she had some family issues. So I wish her son all good health.
Oh, yes. And I'm glad you mentioned that. We were expecting Stacy Keene today.
Yeah.
You walked in and I said, are you Stacy? Because that's one of those names. Can't be a man's name sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Stacy is kind of our new expanded connection with the community. Stacy is connected to the Moth. And for those of you, I think Mike mentioned that last week, the Moth being kind of a nonfiction current, very, very fun connection to storytelling. But to answer your question, Larry, I actually come to storytelling through, believe it or not, the circus, which is just chock full and loaded with stories. I started out as a clown, went back and got a degree in teaching, and find both entertainment and storytelling to be a wonderful connection to kind of hook imagination and steer people towards learning.
Absolutely. And, you know, storytelling is the way you connect with other people. It's a very natural thing. And sometimes we forget it, but it really is part of everyday existence. When somebody asks you how you are, if you answer that question beyond fine, you're telling a story. If you want to say, well, absolutely, you know, and you could tell exactly the story that you want to tell. And it's helpful professionally in almost anything that you do. And we were talking ever so briefly off the air about the fact that storytelling gives you a chance to be a little more expressive compared to the constraints of some of the other methods we have of communication these days. You can use your eyes, your body, your voice, and every bit of you in a live concert setting, at least, to tell a story to somebody, as opposed to being limited to 140 characters or even being limited to characters themselves.
Absolutely. And I think, extending on that, I had mentioned and believe that we're twins, that being radio.
Oh, radio. Okay.
And storytelling.
I thought you meant you and me, I didn't mean to say, uh-oh. I mean,
this being radio, we could be. How would they know?
That's true. Being your twin would just be fine.
There you go.
You're right. Radio, its methodology of painting pictures and telling stories is very similar.
And in both cases, the audience does half the work. They bring their imagination to fill in the blank. And I'm sure, maybe I'm not sure, this may have happened to you. Someone has met you and said, oh, you're Larry Berger. You're not at all what I expected, because they've been listening to you for so long that the picture they have in their mind is different than how you really look.
Yeah, it's and I know,
so they do the work.
Anytime I meet somebody who I've only known through the radio, my first reaction is their lips don't seem to match their mouth. They're like out of sync.
Their voice.
Yeah.
And I meant that as a compliment.
Oh,
by the way.
Thank you. It is funny the way that does happen, of course. And I think of people I've seen that I never would have imagined
the
way they do. So the festival is August 8th and 9th. And in case you're not familiar with it, there are workshops. There's a night of spooky stories. There is a Liars Club evening where competitive tall tales will be told. There's a master's class that's taking place.
Correct.
The whole schedule is, if you go to the numeral 3, then RSTF, three, the numeral, Rivers Storytelling Festival, 3rstf.org. You can get the whole schedule and everything that's going on, and you'll be telling there.
Oh, I'll be doing, I have to, again, send kudos. This year is our 14th year, and we've continued to grow each year to the point where now we're on the campus actually operating two stages simultaneously, which is a real tribute to people like Joanna Demarest and Mike Kennelly and Alan Irvine. These people have been around forever in order to make two full free days of entertainment.
And these stages, they're in different locations. They're not like right next door to each other, so you don't have to watch two storytellers at the same time. Because that would be hard.
Yeah.
they're in different
areas. It takes stereo to a new level. One is under a tent, and setting is everything in that case. Just a beautiful venue to hear stories. And the other is in the all-purpose room over there, which is has the nice benefit of offering air conditioning if that's necessary. And again, to grow to such an extent where you can offer 2 days of constant storytelling free of charge, Winchester Thurston, their North Campus up in Ellison Park. It's a beautiful location.
Well, and you brought a story to share with us.
I did.
Today. And get a pencil as you're listening, and we'll give you more information about the Storytelling Festival in case you need to take some notes. It's not until August 8th and 9th, so you can still make plans to go to one or both days. And Mike Perry, I'm going to turn it over to you to share the story you brought.
Why, thank you very much, Larry. I actually failed to mention I brought a friend with me today. In case you didn't recognize my friend, he happens to be a ukulele. Now, ukulele is the English version of a Hawaiian word, which is actually two words, ukulele. That's right, ukulele. You may wonder, what does ukulele mean? So I'll tell you. It means, I'm pausing for effect, it means flying flea. Now, you may ask why, and I would reply, honestly, I don't know. It's a good question. I have no idea. Why would they call it? Actually, I do know, because when you hear those four notes, they have the mnemonic that goes like this. My dog has fleas. I know. It makes you want to sing along. My dog has... I was sitting at home one day practicing my ukulele when all of a sudden... Bzz, what was that? What was that? I think a fly flew by. My, oh my, a fly flew by. I sat down playing my ukulele when all of a sudden, bzz, there it was, flying around. Now, if you've ever tried to track a fly, you may know, my, oh my, it is hard to find that little guy. And before I knew it, why? A fly flew by and zzz, gone he was. I think he went in the chimney. I went back to practicing. Poor dog still has fleas. Meanwhile, buzz, 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 buzz. That's actually my version of what was going on, but it was a flea. A flea flew by after the fly. First a fly, now a flea. Gotta get that window fixed. Where could that flea be? They fly so quickly. I think they went in the chimney. I listened to the chimney. This is what I heard. Not speaking fly or flea, went back to my ukulele. Poor dog, scratching those fleas. So the fly and the flea were in the chimney. Now, for those of you who don't have the book, The Anatomy of the Modern Chimney, you may not know that inside a chimney is a small piece called a flue. Not a flue like, achoo, that's a flue that keeps you home from school. This is the flue that's kind of a shelf inside a chimney where a fly and a flea may find place to hang out. This was the case. The fly and the flea flew in the flue. Said the fly to the flea, what shall we do? Let's flee, said the fly. Let's fly, said the flea. So they flew through a flaw in the flue. It could happen. Just to review, a fly and a flea flew in a flue. Said the fly to the flea, what shall we do? Let's fly, said the flea. Let's flee, said the fly. So they flew through a flaw in the flue.
That is Mike Perry, making it through that story very well, I might add. And the one thing I need to tell you, in case it wasn't clear, is Mike wasn't reading. He was telling, sharing that story with you, and with considerable dexterity, I might add. Where did you learn that story?
What I do, Larry, first of all, I love funny words. I'm just drawn to that. So that story was actually in a book compiled by Garrison Keillor of American folk kind of comic sayings or expressions. So that final saying just caught my ear enough. Mm. And then the rest of it, I just worked backwards and connected. It's part of a larger piece, but that's the point.
Yeah, that almost reminds me of something Ogden Nash would do, or Edward Lear. A great
Shel Silverstein.
Thing. Shel Silverstein.
Right.
I'm glad I said Edward Lear. Sometimes I mean Edward Lear and I say Norman Lear, which would result in things like how odd that mod. And those go back. Norman Lear's the TV guy. So are you going to be performing at the festival?
Yes, I'll be involved in the Liars.
The Liars Club or the Liars you. Competition.
Competition, right.
Which is always a great thing.
Right. And a little bit of bombast and hyperbole mixed together to see who can come out on top. And I'll also be teaching with Stosh. I think Stosh might be here next week. Stosh Jokalski in Storytelling 102, because we all run across these little stories every day, and we sometimes don't know what to do with them. So if you're interested in learning how to craft a story or what to do with, how to present a story, we'll have that available on Saturday. And that is probably one of the only things that has a small fee involved just to keep us alive. But so I'll be teaching, I'll be telling, I may be emceeing, I'll do whatever it takes to get us up and running.
Well, that sounds absolutely wonderful. And you can participate. You can get a sense of what's going on. Again, the website, it's the numeral 3rstf.org. 3 River Storytelling Festival is the event. And it's been happening for such a long time, and 14 years.
14 years. And this year, we're actually, even though we still are able to bring it to you free of charge, to the public, we do ask if you'd like to keep us up and running, check us out on Indiegogo. So you could Google Three Rivers Storytelling or Storytelling Pittsburgh Indiegogo. And that's one way that we're raising a few dollars to keep us afloat. And also organizations such as the Grable Foundation, which have been generous over the years to keep us afloat. Well,
and our friends at the Grable Foundation also support SLB. So after having the fly and the flea story, you could ask individual goers to the festival to join in Grable's support by Googling the Indiegogo site, and it all comes together that way.
It all comes together.
So go to Google and Google the Indiegogo site to add your support to Grable's support of the Storytelling Festival.
Storytelling Festival, August 8th and 9th. We will look for you there.
Thanks for being with us. Mike Perry of Story Swap. And again, the festival is at Winchester Thurston's North Campus in Allison Park.